Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Yeah, not great for our already struggling environment. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our partner today, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. And the concept is pretty simple. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. I literally just tried out the laundry tablet, and instead of having to bring my huge container like I normally do down the hall, I just brought the one tablet and my clothes came out so clean, just as clean as normal. I'm fully on board. It just makes my life easier and I'm helping the environment. And the best part, Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off.
The Dateable podcast is an insider's look into modern dating that the Huffington Post calls one of the top 10 podcasts about love and sex. On each episode, we'll talk to real daters about everything from sex parties to sex droughts, date fails to diaper fetishes, and first moves to first loves. I'm your host, Yue Xu, former dating coach turned dating sociologist. You'll also hear from my co-host and producer, Julie Krafchik, as we explore this crazy dateable world.
It's another week, and we are back with another episode of the Dateable Podcast. Welcome you all. And we are gearing up for something fun for the next two episodes. We're going to do an Ask Us Anything. We've never done this before. A little bit nervous. We've never opened up the forum for you to ask us literally anything you want. And we're going to answer as many questions as we can, and also only the appropriate questions.
Yeah, we have a little fun change of pace for the next couple weeks until our season launches. So we're really excited. Valentine's Day is the day. It happens to be on the day. So 9 p.m. PST, we will be dropping season 16, episode 1. So make sure you're subscribed so you get it right away. And if you wake up on the 15th East Coast time, it'll be there for you.
Little plug for our community. We're doing a public happy hour in the Love in the Time of Corona Facebook group on the 15th. So for anybody with a Valentine's Day hangover or just wants to forget about Valentine's Day altogether, Yes. That's a day to join. You can just join our public group on Facebook called Love in the Time of Corona. It's actually a private group. You'll still have to get, we'll still have to let you in, but there is a public happy hour happening in the private group, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, normally we do these in the Sounding Board, which is a paid group. So this will be open to all, free event. That's what you're trying to say with public private.
It's free.
That's all you need to know.
It is free. And you get to meet some of our happy hour hosts. Our members have been with us since the beginning. Mm-hmm. So it's like the old and the new get to meet.
Yep. The moderators, admins. Yeah, I love that. Mark your calendar. That's really good for all people.
Yeah.
Before we get into this Ask Us Anything, we do have an exciting announcement. We are re-releasing Finding Your Person, our coveted program, our baby, as we've called it before. So, you know, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. We know this is a time where people want to take control of their love lives. Mm-hmm. So we will be having the program open for just 1 week only. We're going to launch it on the 12th, and you have until the 19th to sign up. So if you've been thinking about it before, if you have no idea what we're talking about and you want more information, go to findingyourperson.com and join the wait list. And then on the 12th, there'll be spots available. And again, like always, we're going to have limited spots so you can go through the program with UA and I's help. And if you've been thinking about it, get on it.
All right. Are we diving into this or do you want to?
Let's dive into it. Okay. We might all as right. well. You know, I'm a little nervous, but let's do it.
And ask us anything. When you open it up like that, people usually, it's funny. People take it in two ways. One is they ask you anything about you personally, or they ask you something about them personally.
Right. So like something we'll they need help with.
Yes. So we'll see which direction this goes. I see a mix of both. This will be fun.
So you may put this on Instagram. I have no idea what any of these are. Really, really looking forward to seeing this.
This is fun. Opening up the floodgates. First question. Have you ever been asked or gone on a date with a listener of the podcast? Why or why not?
Huh. I actually have. So I have a few things, comments here. I had a few people reach out to me on Hinge. Mm. One that their only message to me was, hey, Julie, love the podcast. And then they never talked any further. So they clearly just wanted to say that. And then I did have a couple other people that I was talking to and they acknowledged the podcast, but it was more like we were talking in a romantic context. For whatever reason, it's not because they were listeners of the podcast. It just wasn't a match and I never met up with them. But right. I can think of a couple people offhand. That being said, I did go on a date once. And I should not have been on this date in the first place. It was right after I ended things with the guy from the UK, or he ended things with me because he had to leave the country. Better way to put it. I remember, I don't know if you remember this, UA, I like said to you, I'm like, I'm not wasting any time. I'm going to get back out there. I'm going to go on a date. So I booked a date for that week, which in retrospect was way too early. But anyways, I was on the date and the podcast came up and the guy got like really weird about it. So I, in my mind, I was like, oh, I shouldn't have brought this up. You know, like it's one of those things, like sometimes people could think like, oh, you're dating because you want material or you want to talk about them, whatever. You know, sometimes it does get like a weird connotation where people don't really know what we do. So that's what I thought it was. But then I don't know how I saw this, but I saw his email, his like name and email on our mailing list.
Oh, no way.
So I was like, that's weird. I'm like, that's strange because, you know, like maybe he just subscribed after meeting me. He just heard about it. But I actually could see when he first subscribed and it was 2016. So that means he was there from early days. But when I brought it up, he didn't like mention it. He just got really weird. But anyways, I ended up like not like outside of this, like saying to him, like I realized it was just way too early for me to start dating again, which was true because I broke into tears in the Uber and it really had nothing to do with him in retrospect. Right. So we never like dated because of just, I think the timing wasn't great, but also maybe it wasn't the right fit. And it was kind of funny that in retrospect, I think he did listen to this podcast or at least knew about it before we went on a date.
But he didn't let you know.
He did not let me know.
How interesting. So is he listening now?
He could be. I do remember his name. I was like, I forget his name, but I do remember.
If you know we're talking about you, can you just write in and tell us, why didn't you mention to Julie that you've been listening to Dateable?
I just thought of something else, too. Ooh. I don't know if you remember this. We were at this event once, you and this girl came up to me, and she's like, we were talking to her, and she said, like, oh, you went on a date with my friend. And then she like said his name and I had no idea who she was talking about. So I either, you know, this was like, I don't know. I still have no idea who it was. I don't know if she mixed me up with someone else or my memory is just really bad or I went on too many dates during that period that they all blended together. I don't know. I just thought of that.
I wonder who it was. Oh, well, we're going to get to the bottom of these mysteries. Wow, who knew that the first question would open up this can of worms?
So I guess in short, I have had quite a few experiences with this.
Yes,
and the answer was never that I didn't want to date them because they listened to the podcast, though. So that was part of the question, right?
No, it's like, have you ever just dated someone who was a listener?
Yeah. Have you had any encounters?
I don't think so. No, I don't even think I've dated a guy who's listened to podcasts, honestly. I don't think pretty much every day I've been on with a guy, we've never talked about podcasts because they don't listen to podcasts. But I think if anybody, I guess not that I knew of, anybody had been a listener, they certainly didn't tell me. So definitely
I think also when you were single, it was earlier on when we were doing this. And when I was like dating again, I started off like when we started the podcast, I wasn't dating, but then I dated like years into it more. So maybe by then, like it just picked up more steam.
I will say this though, the podcast did open the doors for a guy that I really liked.
Oh yeah.
Because we had just started the podcast in San Francisco. We got picked up by, what's it called? Up out.
That's what it was called. Yes, no, I don't think it exists anymore. Yeah.
It's no longer in existence or in business, but it was kind of the what's hot and new in San Francisco publication. And we were featured in Up Out in one of their newsletters. And a guy that I had a crush on, it was a very kind of like distance crush, reached out and said, oh, I saw that you were featured here. I'm very interested in talking to you more because I'm thinking about starting my own podcast.
Interesting.
And
I remember this. Ended up
going on a few dates after that. It was kind of like I was so giddy because he had been my distant crush for so long that I was like, whoa, really? The podcast is going to bring us together? It did.
I totally forgot about that.
It's very short-lived, but I was like, thank you, podcast.
Well, also, now that you're saying it, I feel like your ex of like 2.5 years was kind of because of the podcast, too. Like, while we're on this tangent a little, because you opened up your filters dramatically to do this dating experiment. And wasn't some other guy, too, that you went out with? Someone that you – remember you did that dating experiment
yes.
that you asked, like, people, like, if they were down to hook up, basically, after we had a guest and we
yes.
had this debate about does this work, especially for women. And was there someone else you like dated from that experiment too?
Yes, but none of them were listeners. I dated
That's true.
Of the podcast.
A little different.
I would say my ex probably never listened to even one episode of our show. And the other guy, I doubt it. I doubt that he even listened. But yeah.
Okay. So it opened doors for you.
Open doors, right? Okay, second question. Should I go on dating apps or just wait until I meet someone in real life?
Oh my God. Do not just wait around for someone. No. And I also feel like, why is this such an either or all the time?
Right. Right.
Like, just do both, you know, get on dating apps and be out in the world and open to new experiences, meeting new people. I feel like, though, this waiting game, I think for me, I waited too long. Like, I would just be passive in my dating life. I feel like the people that ended up dating were people that approached me or that pursued me, mm-hmm. opposed to taking control of it. And why live that way? Like, it just feels like you're just, like, relinquishing all control to someone else or some magic moment. We have another project that's coming soon, very soon, within the next month. And we talked to a few people as part of that, and they're like, yeah, I just can't do dating apps. And then as a result, they met like 2 people a year, probably put way too much weight on these people because they're the only people they actually met. And I personally think like it's easy to get caught up in the story of how you meet, but ultimately what's important is the relationship, not the story. So if you're waiting for this magical moment, one, you might just be waiting for a really long time, or two, they might not actually be the right partner for you because you're giving way too much weight to this meeting experience.
Totally. I mean, it's just like apps are such a privilege for us. No other generation has experienced dating through technology in this way. So if you have this privilege in front of you, why wouldn't you want to use it? It's almost the same as like, should I use Uber Eats or should I go to the grocery store all the time?
Right.
Do both because you have access to both and you probably have access to different inventory in both scenarios. Yeah. It's all about the energy you put out there. Once you start looking for people, you're like opening yourself up to the universe, then it almost makes you more desirable in real life too, because people get that open energy from you. But if you're in the waiting energy, like head down, just waiting for someone to fall into your lap, you're not going to get that on an app or in real life. So it's all about the change of energy and your vibe and not so much like the mode of how you find someone. That's not going to make a dent. Ooh.
Yes, I agree with you so much. I feel like just this vibe of like, let me sit passively and wait who comes to me. Like, who wants to be part of that? Really?
Never. It never works. It never works. No. Don't wait. Don't wait. Okay. Next question. What is this big announcement you all keep referring to? Speaking Speaking of things we can't talk about.
I feel like we actually have multiple big announcements.
I know.
We've been kind of teasing it.
It's so annoying to me now because we've been sitting with these secrets for months, almost a year for one of them. And it's breaking my heart and I'm totally annoyed that we can't talk about it because by the time we announce it, it's old fucking news for us.
Okay, let's give like a few clues maybe.
We can say what's not happening. We're not pregnant, okay? We've said that in a previous episode. We just want to say that again. We are not pregnant with each other's children.
We're also not engaged. I feel like that would not be my engagement announcement if I was engaged. It would be like, I have a secret on our dateable account.
Yeah.
One of my friends legit messaged me and asked if that was it, why I like didn't tell her. And I'm
so
like,
odd.
That is not what would be there.
I would defriend you so fast if you didn't tell me you were engaged and I heard it on your podcast.
Yeah. So, it's actually just like not even a personal thing for either one of us. We could just put that out there.
Right.
I also will say it's not a course. It's not something that we've done before. Like this is, these are big things. Not that those aren't big things. These are like kind of lifelong dream type of things.
Yes. And also things that take time.
Yes.
Time. A lot of time for it to happen. Also takes a team. Ooh,
yes.
A team.
Okay. Well, one of them is coming soon. We'll say that. One of them is coming in March.
That's
we will
true.
Be able to announce it
That's
in
true.
March, very beginning
yes,
of March.
That's very soon.
Very, very soon. The other one, we're not 100% sure when we can announce it, but we probably can start talking about it soon because all the, you know, T's are crossed, I's dotted, all that stuff is good on that one.
Yes. The only thing is for the second one, oh my gosh, this is so annoying for anybody listening who's so like elusive about this. For the second thing you're talking about, the only thing is I don't even want to talk about it yet until we have something, like until we have a closer to a finished product because I don't want to. You know, I don't want to get too excited with the announcement, you know, but the first thing is like done deal. It's done. It's wrapped up in a bow, ready to be presented to the world. Okay. I hope that's enough clues.
Either way, UA and I have been hard at work. We now not only have a second job with this podcast, but we have like three other jobs
three
with these other
jobs.
Projects. But I'd say both of them are, you know, ways to help people, right? It's still in the dating realm. It's taking the information we've learned on Dateable and putting it to new uses. So it's all in the Dateable realm. Nothing super crazy outside of that.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Well, before we get into our next Ask Me Anything, let's hold that thought for a quick message.
This episode is brought to you by the One Love Foundation. The numbers of people affected by relationship abuse are startling. Abusive relationships rarely start with physical abuse. Instead, there are often red flags like manipulation, isolation, belittling, and volatility. Do you know the signs? One Love Foundation, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending relationship abuse, empowers you to see the signs of an unhealthy relationship before things go too far. Visit joinonelove.org and learn to spot the signs of unhealthy and healthy relationship behaviors. Confession, I have a secret about how I've been able to update my wardrobe with only high quality but affordable pieces these last few years. And now I have to let the secret out because they're sponsoring this episode. It's called Quince. Yeah, if you know, you know. Quince has premium European linen dresses, gorgeous washable silk tops, luxurious cashmere. And the best part, they're priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories. So no more middleman, and that's why it costs less to you. I know Julie got herself some nice cashmere pieces, and at only $50 a sweater, come on. And I recently ventured into home goods. I got myself some premium cotton percale sheets, ultra cooling, and just feels like a 5-star hotel every night. And it's so perfect for the upcoming hot months. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/dateable for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/dateable to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dateable. Next question. Tips on dating without losing yourself, slipping into old patterns and bad habits. You're going to, though. You're going to. We're all going to. I'm still doing it in a relationship.
I like that you said that, because at least it gives people this feeling of grace and forgiveness if that happens. Because I agree with you. When we do a lot of self-work, it's easy to get discouraged if we fall back into bad habits or patterns, because we're like, damn it, we spent all this time doing the work. Why is this happening again?
Yeah.
And I think especially with dating, like a lot of times when we do the work, we go in silo, talk to a therapist, maybe we're taking a dating sabbatical and we're not even dating. But of course, we're going to get more triggered when like someone else comes into the mix and tests us. It's easy to like read the textbook, but harder to put it into practice. So I do think I agree with you. It's like it's a work in progress and having that mentality. That being said, I think for me, one of the best things I ever did was put myself first, in the sense of like, instead of looking at interactions like, oh, does this person like me? Will I get to the next date? Will this keep progressing? Do I like this person? Do I feel good? And I think for a lot of us, it feels selfish almost, because like we're not used to putting ourselves in the forefront. But ultimately, the relationship that's going to be the longest, and like this listener said, they don't want to lose themselves, is with yourself. So how do you get clear on what you need, what makes you happy, what works for you? And then everything can just be an assessment of, okay, does this feel good? Is this in alignment with what I want? Is this additive in my life? I think that's a great way to not lose yourself in the process.
There's a new term I saw that came out called guardrailing, mm-hmm. and it's just making sure you set the right boundaries so that you don't lose yourself and revert back to bad dating behavior or thoughts. And I think it's the same with this listener's question. It's you have to forgive yourself to know that you're going to do it, but also recognizing when you do it. That's like mm-hmm. the biggest step, I think. Yeah. It's recognizing, okay, I'm losing myself here. I'm not setting the right boundaries. I'm reverting back to something I used to do, or I'm letting someone get away with some of this bad behavior. And if you can guardrail yourself and say, I'm going to do something about it, or you end up saying, I'm not going to do something about it, that's on you. You take responsibility for that. So oftentimes, the daters we speak to don't take accountability. So then they blame external factors. It's the apps, it's the people, it's society, it's culture, it's the movies. Yeah, we can blame so many things out there. But end of the day, you have control of your love life. And if you can recognize that you need a little course correction, that is on you. And that's a very powerful thing to do.
Definitely.
Ah,
okay, do we have time for maybe one more?
Yeah, let's do one more. Will dating ever return to being respectful, where people aren't just a swipe?
Ooh, there's a lot to unpack with this one.
I don't know. It's kind of funny because I think it's because I straddle, you know, the old and the new generation. I still find dating apps to be so wonderful because of the swiping. No other generation has ever experienced dating in a swipe culture. So I think it's wonderful. I get it. It commoditizes people and it reduces us down to a swipe. But if you think about it, the dating business has always been commoditized. We're just seeing it on a bigger scale now. For centuries, like our ancestors were matched with their spouses based on their families, based on their status in society. They didn't even get to meet each other a lot of the times. They did not choose each other for love. Now, yes, we're reducing each other down to a swipe, but at least we still get the choice of love. And so I still feel like we're privileged in that.
Oh, I agree. I think I don't want to minimize this listener's feeling, because I do think the swipe culture is hard, right? Mm. It's like we're looking at a profile picture, we're making a 3-second decision, and we're literally saying yes or no and pushing this person away. It is a lot. And I think that is a reality of the world that we're in. That being said, you can choose to look at it as treating people disposable, or you can actually be the change that you want. Like I know, you know, when I dated the last time around, I didn't go on dates with every last person. I tried to like only talk to the people that were giving me respect. And if they weren't, then like that was the filtering mechanism. It wasn't treating them as disposable or feeling like I was being treated as disposable. And then if you did feel that way, then it's like, okay, like I know there's people out there that want a genuine connection. I'm going to look for them. I'm not trying to excuse the culture that we live in, because I do think this is a problem and we all need to course correct it. But the only way to get out of it is that we all start being like the agents of change and realizing that like dating apps are what we make them to be. We can look at it like a bunch of people that are swiping and treating you like you don't matter. Or we can look at it like you just said, UA, as a way to open up all the people that you could meet. And I know like when I met my now partner, my past partner from dating apps, we were like, we are so lucky that we were able to meet, because we wouldn't have had a way to meet. We had no mutual connections. How do you start to see it for the good opposed to focusing on the bad? It's the red car analogy that we say all the time. When you want to see something, that's all you see. So it's in your control if you let it be.
We can't control swipe culture. Right. Like we're not getting rid of dating apps. In fact, dating apps are just going to be more and more powerful. The swipe culture is here to stay. So the ultimate question is, how do we thrive in a swipe culture? And that is creating more respect around each swipe that you give. You know, if you are giving out the intention that you respect that person, you will receive it back. And if you don't, that's not the right person. I actually find it to be a very efficient way to filter out the people who are not right for you. A swipe is almost the same as like a look at a bar. Like if you're making eye contact, you're opening the doors for communication. If you don't, then you move on. You talk to the next person. So now you don't have to look at everybody.
It's like the glass half full analogy, right? You can choose to look at all the people that swiped on you as a positive, that they were giving you the eye at the bar and interested.
Yeah.
Or you can choose to look at all the people that swiped past you and treated you as disposable.
Right.
Ultimately, like what helps you move and get the love life you want is focusing on the people that like you, not the ones that don't. We always say you're never going to be everyone's cup of tea.
And you shouldn't. That'd be really tiring. Thank God you're not everyone's cup of tea.
Exactly. My partner always makes fun of me that we say that a lot.
Oh, we say lid for every pot.
I think we have both of those.
There's a lid for every pot, but you also can't be everybody's cup of tea. Everything's a kitchen reference.
It is.
Kitchen and food. Brunch talk. You know, it's just a lot of themes there.
Well, this was super fun. I'm glad that we have more of these up our sleeves for next week. So if you enjoyed this, we're glad to have you with us. Of course, give us 5 stars. We're always going to make that plug. We're trying to get to 1,000 reviews. That's our goal. We're almost there. We can get there with your help. So thank you in advance for that. Shameless plug right there.
And with that, we're going to wrap up this episode. We'll continue the Ask Us Anything next week with spicier questions, possibly. Okay, wrapping this up.
Stay Dateable.
The Dateable Podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcast.
Want to continue the conversation? First, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with the handle @DatablePodcast. Tag us in any post with the hashtag #StayDateable, and trust us, we look at all those posts. Then head over to our website, datablepodcast.com. There you'll find all the episodes, as well as articles, videos, and our coaching service with vetted industry experts. You can also find our premium Why series, where we dissect, analyze, and offer solutions to some of the most common dating conundrums. We're also downloadable for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Overcast, Stitcher Radio, and other podcast platforms. Your feedback is valuable to us, so don't forget to leave us a review. And most importantly, remember to stay dateable.